This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Boys, I've thought of a new phrase.
What's that, Ted?
It's a new hip one. All the kids are going to love it. It's called goosing.
Well, that sounds so funny. I might just lay an egg. What does that mean?
That's funny. Sounds like you're a chicken.
Not as funny as goosing, though. What is that? Do I want to be goosing?
Imagine this. You really like Korean barbecue, and you want to get a good bite of that beef bulgogi, right? Oh, so you say to your friends,
so good.
Yeah, exactly. You says to him, okay. Oh man, I'm goosing for some Korean barbecue right now. Goosing for it.
And what's the sort of, dissect the word for me? Prefix, goosin. Suffix, roots. Right. Got that.
I was running on. I hadn't slept in 32 hours.
Okay. That's all I need.
And I was thinking about it, and I invented the word, and I think that everyone's going to like it. You guys like our listeners, they like Favorite Puppy. They're going to love goosing.
Well, listen, I'm goosing to start the podcast, baby. Chuckle Sandwich is back.
Hey, let's goose Ryan.
Yeah. Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
So, guys, let's talk about the big, fat goose in the room. We're no longer in person, okay?
We're no longer in person.
I can just be honest, I'm not really goosing about it. It's weird. I'm trapped behind the screen, and I can't reach out and wrap my arm around Schlimbo or Timbo anymore.
Schlimbo and Timbo.
Is this what I started? Well,
have we been replaced?
Do you not remember? These are our fuck week names.
Oh shit!
Right. This is actually the first episode of Fuck Week. Everyone.
Oh my god! It is.
Yeah. We've been working towards it for months now. This is the first time that the three of us have recorded a podcast episode in like 3 months. So excuse us if
we don't know how.
We had a luxurious break. It was truly wide, expansive. It was, what'd you guys get done in your great chuckle? For you guys, it was chuckle week, which was really chuckle 3 months. But for us, it was big chuckle break.
Exactly, dude. I've been laying around jerking off, doing nothing. Because this is the only thing I do. I don't know if you guys realize I upload every other month anyways. So, like, this is it. This is all I have. And now that I'm back, I'm kind of upset. I kind of don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, and you don't have as much time for the fulcrum anymore.
No, I don't even know what the word fulcrum means.
You said you were laying on your bed.
But what is the fulcrum in this context?
You're laying on your bed, jacking off.
What part of that is the fulcrum? What are you saying?
What is that even?
You just put some force in your legs, so you're sort of at an angle.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, Ted's forgotten how the podcast. The rest of the podcast will be conducted by me and Charlie.
Are you saying his fucking, the only thing that could be the fulcrum is his
dick he's jerking off, dude.
What the hell are you talking about?
Let us know in the comments below if you've engaged in a bit of a tactical fulcrum maneuver.
That sounds foul. What a topic befitting of Fuckle Week, surely.
So, I'll be honest with you guys right now. The fulcrum didn't exist until I heard Schlatt saying he'd been laying in his bed jerking off. And I was like, what's a strategy I could think of right now?
No, I like
you ever
fulcrum.
Do the wall method. You do the wall method, guys.
Okay, so I say fulcrum, but then you lay on wall method.
You walk your, you go sideways, right? You walk your legs up the wall. That's like until you are sucking your own cock.
Okay,
you ever do that?
That's like this. That's like that's like the fulcrum 2.0.
What kind of deranged fucking question is that?
Obviously, you've never tried to suck your own cock.
Do you ever get under your mattress and jerk off your dick through the bars in the supporting wood?
Well, Charlie, that's formally called the holy wrench. So, I mean,
yeah, and that's what the Mormons do, because Mormons can't jerk off, so they put shit in their boy pussy, and then they have some.
Well, this is we have such roommate.
If we were next to each other, you would never say that. You would never say that.
Boom, boom, boom! They hit the top of the mattress, and then the object kind of moves on its own. So they're not there's no intercourse going on. There's no jerking off going on. It's just kind of happening to them.
It's funny that you mentioned Mormon technique.
And then they fulcrum their pants.
Exactly, they fulcrumed their pants.
I just fulcrumed everywhere.
It's funny that you mention Mormons in this very explicit beginning of this podcast, Slat. Because have you heard it? I just gotta mention this now because I'm never gonna remember it again. But have you heard of soaking? Have I told you about soaking, Schlatt?
No, I have not heard of.
Surely
soaking.
Not just in the tub, is it?
In Mormonism, it's illegal or whatever to have sex before marriage. So apparently, what Mormons do in college is they. They do, the Mormon police burst down your door. They got trackers in everyone's cocks. They do what's called
They'll put
soaking.
You in lead handcuffs, which Mormons can't break.
Just in, like they're vampires or something? What is this? So it's called soaking.
Yeah,
so
they,
what
they
it is
kick
is,
the top of the bed, right?
No. There's no kicking of beds. No, there's no kicking. Oh, it's when they penetrate, but they don't go back and forth. They just sit there. They what? And they stay in there and they just hang out.
I have one better for you because I don't know how I know about this, but I do. So what some will do is they'll invite over a friend and they'll get on the bed and they'll jump up and down. So technically no one's having intercourse.
Okay.
It's just two people that it's happen like to love each other. Oops, they slipped inside of one another, and now their friend has come over and is just playing.
See, that would go really well in combination. It's just three little monkeys jumping on the bed moment.
Yeah, exactly.
that's so a good. Terrible. That's like a Call of Duty attachment to soaking that works well.
What about Mormonism makes them want to stay in it so badly?
And that feels so much dirtier, right? Like, everything about that.
Yeah, when you need to bring in a third person, it instantly becomes oodles more kinky than anything else.
Yeah, if you need a friend to officiate your dick going in, I just feel like...
Officiation? Officiate, like he's got like a rule book.
What's the pitch
Holy Bible.
To someone who isn't Mormon, who has no fucking clue what any of this is?
You want to come jump on my bed?
Well, if they... You want to come jump on my bed with a blindfold on and earplugs in and just don't ask why?
And earmuffs. Do you want to come jump on my bed completely deprived of all your senses?
Keep your head low. We're going to have the fan on.
You only have to do it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. If they don't respect it, they're not respecting your religion, and that's,
true. And in college, that's not something you can get away with.
You might
as well be a terrorist.
Yeah. They're not going to let you go. That's the kind of person that wouldn't be allowed to speak at Berkeley.
And terrorists are not goosing.
Yeah. You're not crossing that bridge in Berkeley.
Okay.
You're not letting
you
into the campus.
Can we pause for a second
here? Are you going to correct me? Are you going to say the terrorists are goosing?
Well, I am. I'm gonna correct you right now because I thought I explained the word well enough to you.
Didn't realize this was terrorism week. Pretty sure.
Okay. I'm feeling a little bit terrorizing right now.
Okay.
As the Mormons would say, Billy, the Mormon, would say to Sally the Mormon, "Hey Sally, I'm really goosing for a soak right now."
Christ.
I'm goosing for a quick soak with you in the fountain of youth, one might say. So it's like
what an insane thing to say to a
it's
human
it's like
being.
Saying that you've got a hankering for something. Like I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a soak. I'm looking for some beef bulgogi. How was the way that you used it just now, Charlie?
I said terrorists aren't goosing.
Yeah. So it's. That doesn't make any sense. Terrorists are goosing to perform a bombing
they're not.
In a major
they're
city.
Not.
But
terrorists are goosing for New York City. I'll tell you that much.
Oh,
terrorists,
bomb!
terrorists are goosing for the what is it? Game Shark Times Square. Never mind.
Never mind. Hey guys, Squid Game, you know?
Speaking of,
If we could though, before we go on to our Squid Game topic we have for you guys today,
okay.
could we do a little bit of reflection on Chuckle Week?
I haven't laughed. It was nice. I got it all out. I have not laughed once since that godforsaken fucking week ended, and mm-hmm. I felt great about it. And now I seriously have to come back in here
and have some more good times. What is this bullshit?
Can do some specific exhalation from my mouth and nose.
Mm-hmm. In through the nose, box breathing, if you will.
What the hell is box breathing?
Yeah, it's like a meditation technique. I don't know.
Boxes don't breathe.
Yeah, no, you're so right.
Sorry, boxes, sorry.
I get it, Charlie. Yeah.
Why don't we go to the next topic?
No, all right?
I'll say a real thing. I miss it. I liked it. I liked being able to look around and see you guys and have my neck eternally craned at a 45 fucking degree angle.
I was genuinely really surprised when Schlatt was announcing his retirement when he mentioned that that was one of your favorite weeks he had done as of late. That was a pretty cool thing.
I mean, it was better than a Discord call, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
We had a lot of good people working with us that were fun to interact with.
Yeah. Oh my God. Shout out to Chris Borough.
Shout out to Borough.
Oh my God.
Shout out just hanging out with everybody before and after the shows. I mean, it's just a good fucking time.
Yeah, shout out to the whole, you know, Game Grumps office too. All the people there were very, very sweet.
Yeah, all the employees and everything. It was just great. Yeah.
They had a fridge stacked full of Monster, and I did partake in the drinking of Monster. I'm sure you guys could see. Every now and then I'd be sipping on a little bevy. And I got to say, I probably threw up every night of Chuckle Week because I would down like three of those fuckers between episodes.
No one's fault but yours.
Okay, is that a bit or were you actually throwing
up? No, I was retching. I was vomiting.
I didn't know about this.
Well, because I'm not a little pussy. What am I gonna call you in the middle of the night, Ted? Am I gonna stand?
You know, I
kind of
wish you did.
Am I gonna walk into your apartment and stand in your bedroom like this? Mom?
Ted, I threw up.
Ted, I borfed myself.
Can I see?
Is that just like a? Ted, that's I just borfed. Like a. A consistent memory in childhood that we like. I'm sure we all did this at least once. And if I ever become a parent, that's going to be the most terrifying thing. Because also, like, the kid
scared. I'm terrified of my mom. I'll fucking vacuum it back up.
The kids are too scared to notify their parents that they're standing there. So they just wait until at least that's what I did. I just wait until my parents woke up and they just open their eyes and then their just kid is standing above them like some domineering. Fucking obelisk, and they're just like, oh, fucking shit.
I feel like the only thing legal to say as a child in that situation is like, oh, legal? Man. Like, that's all you can say.
But Chuckle Week, I think the biggest mistake about Chuckle Week, and this was mostly my fault, was calling it Chuckle Week. I think that, because for us, that was Chuckle Week, where we you guys came out to LA, and we did a full week of just recording episodes. But we made the mistake of continuing to call it Chuckle Week as we promoted it. And everyone was like, oh, they're going to post a podcast every day for a week. When that would have been insane.
Jesus
if we had
Christ,
posted.
No way.
It would have been like two. Well, Scott, our editor, would have died. Just straight up
as
probably killed himself.
Fucking awesome as he is. Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been. He's also in like school and shit, too. So it's like he would have been failing his classes. He would have been failing all his classes. And would have known what the point of the mask is. And, you know.
You really stuffed that in there, man. You really. That was a stretch.
I'm sorry.
Scott would have been taking his normal pills during that week. I mean, holy shit.
Yeah. But yeah, no, had a really good time with Chuckle Week. I suppose this could be considered, I don't know. Would you guys consider this to be sort of like season two of Chuckle Sandwich in a way after Chuckle Week? Or are we, you know. What do you think?
So
I feel like we've entered a new age.
So it's going to keep going?
That was the general idea. That was the general idea when we...
We were going to get body doubles and, like, cast new people.
Yeah,
that's what we talked about.
Todd, Sean, and Cameron?
Yeah.
I'm going to get Cameron. He's going to be the quirky one. Yeah.
It was definitely discussed that all the members of Chuckle Sandwich would have a casting and like would have auditions for who would replace them.
Yeah.
And at one point once we had all the people, we'd just switch exactly. One day, and then the next episode would just be three people who look vaguely like us.
But are slightly more in touch with this new generation.
right, exactly.
And then we do that forever.
Yeah. It'd be really good, I think, if we just somehow pulled together a ridiculous budget and got some really high profile actors to like do a real crack job, pretending to be us. Like Timothy Chalamet is Schlatt or something like that. Oh, and he's got like the mutton chops and stuff.
Timothy Chalamet.
Slam-a-lay. I get like who's that guy that people say I look like Brent Fraser or something like that. There's that guy Fraser. Who was in The Mummy.
I think that's Brent Fraser. Unless they're talking about The Mummy.
The movie The Mummy, he was in that movie and I for some reason always people say I look like the young version of him or
I don't know.
Or Human Shrek. People tell me I look like Human Shrek, too.
Human Shrek?
Yeah, I
you
know.
You do it's not. Like, no, you don't.
That's basically like adjacent Shrek. To just saying that I look like Shrek, which is just such a fucking shitty compliment.
Actually, I see it. You know what it is? I think the nose is kind of similar, but that's about it.
Yeah, with
that's like as far as... And the hair
with Human
the hair
Shrek
is
or
bad.
Frasier?
Human Shrek.
Yeah, you know, Ted, looking at it now, your nose is just all kinds of fucked up. I mean, holy
I actually
shit.
I've got a scar right here on my nose that it looks like I have a consistent like water drop that's about to fall off my face.
Oh my God. It's just like it materialized once you referenced it.
Yeah, right?
That didn't exist when I was until a kid, you just said that.
When I was a kid, we would go up to Vermont with another family and hang out at this cabin. And there was this dog. I was a kid, I was probably like 12 or 13 and I was a fuck ass. So I was messing with the dog. I was doing this thing where its mouth was open and I would go like this and I would just like close his mouth a couple times to make it look like it was talking. And the dog did not like that. And it fucking bit me in the face and it fucked up my nose a little bit. Yeah. I had to go to hospital. Yeah. And yeah. I've had the option of being able to fix this, but I'm just like, it's kind of a funny story.
Part of you, man.
How much of an idiot I was when I was a kid. So, you know.
It's a battle scar.
Well, you thought about fixing it, and then you thought, when I have a podcast.
When I have a podcast, this will be a really good 30-second moment.
And it'll be worth it.
That's going to, you know, that's going to
all right, you can
off.
Cover it up now. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
you got it
exactly.
out. You got
now,
it out.
Now
work.
That I've done it, I can, oh, man.
I'm looking for scars because I don't remember if I have.
Yeah, what's your guys' defining childhood scar?
I have a scar on my fist from when I fell off of stairs. Whilst looking at my phone, so I was in New York City.
So this is recent.
No, I was in New York City. I was kind of walking along and for some reason it just kind of stepped one down and I was on my phone.
Oh,
and
I
you know how when you like expect you another step to be there or you miss a step and you're like, and you kind of get a pang of anxiety and you feel yourself going down.
Yeah.
I was concerned because like, holy shit, this is going to really hurt. But also, I got a brand new spanking Galaxy S4 in my hands. I can't fucking drop this thing. So, I can't turn my hands and block my fall. So what I did was I just kind of fell onto my hand and it absorbed everything. And scraped my fucking hand to oblivion. There's a huge scar across both of my knuckles here.
Oh, damn. I can see
And I was
it.
Riding on the subway for my whole hour-long commute home from New York City. I was just bleeding profusely. I had to grab, like, you know one of those paper bags that people in Penn Station will, like, put tall boys in and and drink alcohol out of? I was just covering it like my hand was, like, fucking Minx or something.
Oh,
it was just
man.
So too ugly to even rear its ugly head. Okay. Bleeding is just the worst. Just the worst. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's how I got my. That's how I got my scars.
The description of you prioritizing your phone over falling onto your hand
says
is
a
like
lot about
one of those.
Society, huh?
Well, it's like one of those conservative comments you or conservative comics that you'd see in like the newspaper where they're like, these people don't know. They're always looking at their phones and stuff.
Yeah.
It's new generation.
Charlie, do you have a scar?
Yeah, I do. I have, so I don't, it's on my knee. I don't know how well you can see it. Wait, is it on this side? Yeah, you can't really see it that well, but it's pretty, it's like definitely rough right there. And I have it on both knees. And so what happened was I went to a, when I was a kid, I went to the summer camp and there was a rollerblading day. And I thought I was going to be really cool and really fast. And so what happened, yeah, and I didn't have like knee pads or anything. And I went a little too fast for my little boy bones and ate shit on one knee. And so I came in and I scraped it on like pavement, like that sort of like rough pavement. And I was like, ow, Jesus Christ. I get up, it's like bleeding. And I'm like, just going to skate on over to the first aid lady. I turn, I start skating. Again? I fall on my other knee.
Oh,
immediately
shit.
Did that. And then like 2 weeks later in Boy Scouts, or I guess it was like Cub Scouts. I don't know. But you have to do, for something, you need to do like a little physical fitness test. And there was a running part of it. And my knees were still kind of fucked up. And I was running and I slipped again, like on a turn on gravel, and got the same knee as the first one again. Just like
God,
absolutely.
That's so unlucky.
And gravel fucking hurts. And it like got in there too.
Oh,
I think that's
yeah.
why there's a scar. So I came down on the gravel and it just like took a chunk out and there was a bunch of gravel pieces and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is not the merit badge I was hoping I'd have to get today. Ah, like I had to get in there and clean out all the shit and the.
It's like jerry rig everything, pouring gravel into the
dude,
new Motorola
sucked.
Flip phone
it
to see if the hinge
so
still worked.
That's
yeah.
funny that you have
so
like
I have, a. I have like a pretty it's like on both knees and kind of the same spot. The skin is just like all you know all like, gnarled up. You can kind of tell.
Yeah.
Dude, when
funny
you said
that
you
have a gravel.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's funny that you have a gravel based scar because I actually had. I got a scar from on my knee from gravel as well, Charlie.
Oh.
And not necessarily an entirely
similar. We need to find
similar.
This gravel guy after this episode.
It's right here. You see that?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, it's kind of hard to see. I got a bunch of fucking hair on my knees.
Same
but,
kind of thing.
Audio listeners, love you to death. It's a scar on my knee. It was when I was really young and I did, you know how you have, I don't know, if, maybe you guys all grew up in like kind of suburban-esque neighborhoods, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you may have had like some kids in your neighborhood you hang out with and you do shit and when you're a kid and stuff like that. There was one kid who lived in my neighborhood. He lived right across the street from me. And I thought it'd be a really good idea if he was on a bike and I was like, I could race you. To the end of my driveway to where the garage starts faster than your bike because I'm a kid and I'm an idiot and I have no idea how the world works and that bikes are generally faster. So
yep.
The thing is at the time, my driveway, we hadn't gotten a paved driveway yet. It was a gravel driveway. So we're running, you know, and I'm sure you can guess what happened. Like right as we get on the gravel driveway, I fucking trip and I just scrape that fucking knee.
It's just a recipe for fucking disaster, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I didn't end up going to the hospital though. I just let it heal. And now I've got a fucking mangled knee too.
Nice.
This is a podcast full of boys with mangled knees and fists.
And you know why? Because Ted Nibison runs out of nowhere.
Do you know who laid down that gravel? Who laid down the gravel? Who gave me those roller skates? Ted Nibison! He was right there. He was driving the fucking cement mixer that laid down that pavement. And then he stepped right out of it and gave me those roller skates, no knee pads, and he said, you'll be fine, champ.
And he actually, you know what? Ted, I got one more story for you.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go.
Good luck here, man.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Yep.
I don't know if you can see it, but I actually have a scar by my philtrum. You guys know what a philtrum is?
No.
Like that piece?
It looks like you're pointing to it.
You know?
It's like not a body part you know.
Kind of like where
scar.
The mustache grows, kind of like around the mouth, you know?
Yeah.
I hide it with a mustache now.
With a mustache? Of course.
But I'll tell you how I got it. My father was a drinker.
My father.
And a fiend. Anyways, hey guys, you want to know something funny that everyone's been talking about? and can't shut the fuck up about?
Yeah.
Squid Game. Netflix Squid Game. We're finally talking about something relevant, guys. Aren't you also happy? We talk about Squid Game on the podcast?
I know exactly how many 40 million won is in USD, and I know all these things now because of Squid Game.
In this video, I took 256 people and put them in a children's playground.
That's a good reference. I like that.
Yeah, no, Squid Game, it's sort of sweeping the nation, sweeping the world. It really is.
Isn't it? Well, it's definitely the fastest, like, growing show on Netflix. I don't know if it's number one yet, but it's definitely going to get there.
I think it may be the number one show on Netflix of all time or something along the lines of that. But I actually made a tweet maybe a couple days after Squid Game came out, which was...
Biggest ever series at launch, yeah. Wow.
It was on September 26th. When did the show launch?
Squid Day.
Squid Day?
Squid Game launch. It came out on... Why is this so hard to find? Hang on.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
September 17th. September 17th, yeah.
17th?
Okay, so 10 days after it, or less than 10 days after it came out, I tweeted that new Netflix show, Squid Game, is just a Mr. Beast challenge with death involved. Schlatt got on my case that I didn't tweet it on main because it would have gotten a shit ton of likes because, it only got 46 likes.
It was good.
Likes.
I saw that and I was like, damn, I wish I thought of that.
Well, Charlie, I didn't tell you this, but I'm confident that I'm one of the first, at least probably the first content creator to make that joke, at least that has enough following to get attention. When we had met Mr. Beast the other week, he told me that he had seen that tweet because a bunch of his friends had sent it to him. And now, and I'm not saying that I caused this, and I'm not saying that I'm I'm sort of a martyr.
Are
here,
you sure? Because it seems like maybe that's what you're...
I feel like
a little bit.
I just feel like I'm damn close to being a martyr to this whole situation. There's a new TikTok out from Mr. Beast where he says, if this video gets 10 million likes, I will recreate Squid Game on YouTube.
Martyr means you have to die, I think.
Yeah.
So
who do you think's going to be trying to get on that video?
That's what I like to see. And you got to go down. Go. That's what'll make you a martyr.
Ted,
go.
He's going to make you stand in a red circle for 48 hours, and that'll be the whole thing.
And then a red square for a week.
And then a red square, and then a red triangle, and then a red umbrella.
Yeah. Well, I think that maybe he could...
the umbrella one is just him with a fucking fire hose spraying people out of the circle.
Yeah. What do you guys think that would look like, though? Like, I mean, genuinely, if he were to do
Mr.
something
Beast
about...
Mr. Beast Squid Game? I mean, a lot of them are pretty... I don't want to spoil anything, but I think a lot of people know the first one. Like, red light, green light is a very easy thing to recreate for a video, right? And then a lot of people know about the honeycomb one, too. Those are, like, the two really popular ones. That seems pretty easy to do, too. I think you just do that, and then you just shoot the people that lose, and then...
Yeah. I wonder how, you know... Because he's so family friendly. I mean, how do we sell? That's the question of the day, really, for Mr. Beast. I think he's got to figure out how do we sell death to kids. How do we do that? I think it may be positive in a way because
pink
guns. If you get kids comfortable with the idea of playing childhood games, also could result in death. Then they kind of get more comfortable with life because it makes it easier to understand. Because it's like, oh, I go to the playground. You know, maybe if I lose this game of Seesaw, because Seesaw is definitely a game, I'll get shot in the head. And I think that's a really progressive sort of thing. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong
PUBG,
here.
PUBG Playgrounds. I like it.
PUBG Playgrounds. I'm trying to think, like, what would be, because a lot of the games that
What are you trying to ask? How do we kill the nation's youth? What are you saying, man?
Not necessarily. What I'm saying is that a lot of those games, like the Honeycomb game, none of us knew what that was. But
no, dude. I've been watching it, and every time, actually, that one specifically, like, until I explicitly saw what was going on, I had no fucking clue what the characters were talking about. They were having all these revelations and seeing all this shit and doing all this stuff, and I was like, you got a little dish. Are you going to eat it? I don't understand.
Yeah, when he saw that he was the umbrella, he was like, I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah, here. And I was like, why? You're not going to get wet. I don't know.
Yeah. But, what would be an American... childhood game
freeze
that's
tag.
Like freeze tag.
Ooh. I played a lot of freeze tag. Oh, you know what would be fucking miserable? musical chairs.
Oh, oh shit.
That would be bad.
Musical chairs is already terrifying enough on its own. That's a real good one.
Can you imagine how fucking nuts that would get? Like, the only rule was that you had to be sitting down. Holy shit. Yeah, that would be terrifying. Because you'd know that a certain amount of people were going to go. And I'm sure you would pull out some nonsense. Like, I would probably start just hitting people with a chair. Like, just carry it around with me.
Yeah. What the hell? Well, that's... Oh, wow. That's a really... Because some... I don't know if you've ever seen musical chairs. Like, if you... I think I saw one once at a school event. Like, some sort of fucking pep rally thing in middle school or something.
Yeah, the
like
guy
that,
pulls the chair away from the girl.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like an adult just like pushes someone aside or something like that. Mm. So people fight for that chair.
Already. So like you don't need to do much to get them to kill, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. No. If Mr. Beast was looking to do something, musical chairs would be a really good addition because that shit gets real nerve wracking. Okay. Charlie, that's a win for you, I would say.
All right. Let's take it around. Let's take it around town.
Okay.
Ted, hit me with one.
Oh, okay, I wasn't prepared. I think that maybe a really good one to do would be pin the tail on the donkey.
Oh,
I like that. I like that. Now, what's the death gimmick here?
The death gimmick. Mm-hmm. If you don't get the tail on the donkey
is your
you
mom.
Die.
The donkey.
Okay, nice.
You pick a pair. You pick who the donkey is. And the pin's probably a knife.
maybe it's like easy. you put three people's lives on the line. You line people up. One's a real donkey and one is two fake donkeys or something. Or one's a fake donkey, one's two real donkeys. If you pin it on a real donkey, then you fucking get kicked to death by the donkey.
Nice. This is great.
That's
good.
So dumb.
How would you not be able to distinguish which is the real donkey?
if you've just had COVID, you're at a disadvantage because you can't smell its shit.
Which one's the real donkey?
Hey, put this in your pipe and smoke it. Okay. You guys remember Heads Up 7 Up?
No.
No, I don't.
What?
Wait.
You don't know Heads Up 7 Up?
No, I do, but I can't.
I think this is similar to maybe air sipping.
No, dude. There's no way. You play this in school, Ted.
I remember this.
This
is what would happen. This is what would happen when it was like raining and you'd have an indoor recess in elementary school.
Yeah,
and you'd just be indoors playing games. You put your heads down on the table. There's like a couple people who are it, right? Every round, all the kids sitting on their desk put their heads down on their table, and they put their thumb up. They put their thumb up on the desk. And, very silent, no one can see anything. The people who are it walk around the classroom. They get one person. They hit their thumb. The thumb goes down. They walk back up to the front. At the end of the round, heads up, 7 up. I don't know why it's called 7 up. Are there 7 people that are it?
It just seems like a random number. I don't think so.
Anyways, the people who got picked would stand up and try and guess who picked them. They try and guess who got them. And if you guessed correctly, then, they get shot or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
I could see that. I actually really like that one. I would say that's a win as well.
Yeah, that is a win. And speaking of indoor recess stuff, a real good one would be Mafia.
There's just so many rules, You gotta be there. Who's the doctor?
The announcer lady would be going on for like 20 minutes.
They'd be like, someone accidentally opened their eyes. We have to restart. Like, we needed that guy to be.
I mean, come on, Ted.
Just the
come
whole
on,
fucking
Ted.
Thing, Ted. Hey, let me hit you with another one. Marco Polo.
Oh, shit. That's a good one. That's a win. That's a win right there.
Come on. Picture it. You got a creepy little fucking robot crawling around. You got the characters hiding. It goes, Marco. And then they're like, and then it has to it crawls over. That's
and if
terrifying.
They lose, big and if win. They, and if they lose, they'd get, you ever heard of, I think in horror movies sometimes you hear about people who get like get stuck to the bottom of a swimming pool. Because their like bathing suit gets stuck in that.
Sucked into the fucking filter.
Yeah, they get sucked into the filter. Oh, the filter gets just really strong.
God, no!
They all got specific.
Why would that ever happen?
Because it's a Squid Game. It's a Squid Game okay. fictitious yeah, scenario.
Yeah, yeah. 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 So yeah. so if you don't, so if you lose, you get sucked.
You hey, look, sucked the only experience, a, the only experience I have with that tube. Shit is putting my is going up to the one of those
do
pool
not
jets.
Say careful. What I think you're
you,
about
you
to
better
say.
Be careful.
Putting my fucking balls next to
fucking awesome, man. Absolutely yeah, goddamn dude. Awesome.
Hey, how about this one? Duck, duck, goose, but on like ice.
Oh.
but if the ice breaks, everyone just dies.
But it's like funny because they got to get up and like scramble and try and run around the circle and
that
turn
would be
goosing.
That would be goosing though. Funny. Too. That would be goosing.
I'm goosing riddle, for that one.
Riddle me this: Christmas themed moment in Squid Game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Give them a steam powered train and a lake full of ice. They got to recreate that one scene from Polar Express. And if they don't, they all die. And if they all don't, if they all don't, they get the hot chocolate scene, but it's poison.
Ooh.
Imagine all of those workers in the Squid Game in their red suits with their things, and they're all dancing like it's the hot chocolate scene. <That's good. laughs> Oh,
hey,
that's really good.
And that is really good, but I hate to break it to you. I got another good one loaded up here.
Oh, ooh, man, Charlie, okay, please okay. send it our way.
Just throw out a couple guesses at what this is, because it's going to blow you away, guys.
Okay.
So, okay, good stuff. I can just say it. I'll just say
I'll be
it.
Honest. I'll be honest. I said okay, and then my mind blanked like I didn't need to
that's
actually
fine.
Think of something.
Hey, guys.
Snowflakes.
Simon Says, put your hands up.
Oh, shit. Oh,
put
shit.
Put your hands down.
Oh.
Oh, you're fucking dead. You're I'm fucking dead.
Dummy. That's a, you know, that's a really good one because that one could, you know, it would save some money for the Squid Game Incorporated or whatever the fuck because they would just need a
room.
They would just use that big fucking robot of the girl again.
True.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. But that one seems terrifying to me because you'd just be focused so hard and like.
Yeah, that one is solid. I mean, for those of you who haven't seen Squid Game and don't know what we're talking about, I would be surprised that you're this far into society and also into this podcast at this point. But it's a Korean show where a bunch of people play in a death game that's made up of childhood games.
They really like. I've noticed that a lot of like, I watch a lot of these like film explain channels, and I've seen a lot of like. Like a lot of like Asian death game media. I don't know why.
Yeah, so I don't. I think it's a common theme in a lot of really really popular Korean movies and shows that comes out. Because Squid Game was originally supposed to be a movie, but
it also could be an anime. I feel like
it's definitely an interesting thing because it does sort of come off like a similar
it comes
to
across
like an anime
as one.
Does.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that might just be.
The concept's out there enough that's kind of why.
Yeah, and it's like tournaments and contests is a very common thing as well. Like Hunter x Hunter or something like the Hunter exams and
stuff like that.
But it's sort of similar. Like the themes of it are similar to like Parasite in the way that it's about like greed and society and like money and people
and capitalism. And I still haven't finished the series, so other things too probably.
Well, that's just from watch. I haven't really watched any more of it than three or four episodes. So, but I need to finish it. But Schlatt and I,
I don't think Squid Game's about greed.
You don't think so?
No.
What do you because think it's about?
Squids. So they have
squids and the games they play.
So I mean, spoiler territory. How many episodes are you in? Like three.
Yeah, like three.
I think the second episode exists to explain that this show's not about greed. Because at first you're introduced to this really fucking shitty character, and he sucks ass, and he doesn't remember his daughter's birthday, and he's just bad, and he gives her a gun, and he sucks to his mom, and he's terrible to everyone. And he goes to this thing to make a lot of money. And in a fucking thing, spoilers again, guys, whoa. So in this sort of twist that I didn't expect, they make a vote whether to stay or leave. And they left. They had the majority votes to leave this fucking death game to win lots of money. And then there's a whole episode dedicated to them just in their regular life. Yeah, you see where I'm going. And then they all, at the end of the episode, decide to go back. Because it isn't about greed. It is, yeah, exactly. It's because they have no other choice, really. And I think, really, like, the show is not about, like, look at these people trying so hard to get money. They just want a way out of, because their lives fucking suck. They're like, I would literally take a chance to die as opposed to this. So, I don't think the huge amount of money or that really matters too much as it is. Like, it shows sort of how far people will go to get that second chance that society doesn't give them, and it puts them in that hole in the first
Riddle
place.
Me this, then. Riddle me this.
Yeah.
I would say that a lot of the cream eater that's gotten really popular is often about more generally human nature and what, like, the prioritization of, like, stuff like that. Because Schlatt and I, during the week that he was out here, we watched, not Chuckle Week, but a more recent time, we watched Train to Busan. And that movie is very much so about human nature and
a rich guy
folks.
Fucking over.
Train to Busan. It's an
regular movie. I love that movie, but I don't remember what part the rich. Oh, wait. No, there's the rich guy with them, right? That constantly is fucking people over.
At every possible turn, he's just looking.
The guy that hides the bite, man. The guy that hides the bite. The self-important guy. There's always one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't. Yeah. He's the reason why we would need a naked zombie colony.
Dude, I will say, like, if it were set in America, I feel like every fucking third guy would be the guy that hides the bite. You know what I mean? Oh my God, they'd be like, not me. I'm built different.
Well, yeah, but then there'd also be if a zombie outbreak happened in America, it would be a political conversation on whether or not it's real.
We'd be so fucked.
On whether or not there's actually zombies.
Like, up until literally everyone was dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way,
except Joe Rogan, who had immunized himself with
Joe Rogan started drinking copious amounts of, like, Windex, and he's like, dude, you just don't fucking get it. I got a Windex bite right here and nothing's fucking happening.
The horse dewormer doesn't work for COVID, but gives him full immunity to the zombie virus.
If you get a bite, you just spray some Windex on it and stuff and rub some bleach in it.
Nice and clean.
What's up, freak bitches?
Joe Rogan brings a zombie chained up onto the podcast to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I don't want to generalize I don't want to generalize anything, but I definitely think that, like, I mean, yeah, like, the old rich guy is always going to be the bad guy. And then the young guys are always going to be the good guys. That's why I always get surprised when I see an old protagonist, because usually they're just as a stand-in for, like, greed or power or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the podcast. that's all we've got for you guys today. We're trying out some shorter, more bite-sized, contentful podcasts.
Nom, nom, nom.
But yeah, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Chuckle Sandwich. You can catch us next week. I forget how to end a podcast.
Let us know what you think of this little chuckle, like a little Lunchable, less of a sandwich, more of just like a little lunch bite.
It's an Uncrustable.
Yeah. Oh, that's
an Uncrustable. We're planning on, you know, we're back on our weekly schedule, ladies and germs. So if you got some topics, stuff you want us to talk about, we're thinking about various new ideas to add to the podcast. And we're very, very excited for the future.
Send us ideas, because we are out.
Keep on chuckling. We had 3 months to think of ideas, and we got here, and we just choked.
We got nothing. I just sipped luxurious drinks for 3 months straight through my mouth and breathed in through my nose, and now I'm here.
He's drinking a coconut on a dessert.
It was a big fucking coconut, okay? It was massive. It lasted me months.
Thanks so much for listening, folks. Catch you next week on the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast.
Squid you later.